So I'm going to try to do a short summary here. I think that learning that lesson planning is a constant, and integrating technology into your lesson plan, as well as procedures and materials and objectives that are measurable and formative assessments. I think all of this, especially assessments, I think a lot of these technology tools like the quizzes allow you to give instant feedback. I think that's important. I mean, if you don't get timely feedback, kids can learn facts or concepts incorrectly, and it's a lot harder to reteach than it is to teach them correctly the first time. I also think that by just getting them involved with technology, because technology has become a fabric, part of the fabric of our lives today, and without integrating technology, you're competing with technology. And if you integrate technology, like I know some schools want to get rid of cell phone use, which I understand. A lot of times kids aren't using it for the right reasons. But if you use technology and you have them use their cell phones to do stuff in class, I think it's a better way than trying to tell them, don't do this. Because when you tell a lot of, especially what I'll be teaching high schoolers, don't do something, they want to do it. So by integrating technology into your lesson plans, you're not competing with technology because you're using something they're interested in and that sometimes they're good at, or they will become good at, into lesson plans. I think it makes it more interesting. I mean, if you're just doing lectures in front of the classroom, even if you're using PowerPoint, that's technically integrating into the classroom, but that's not very interesting. That they might as well just be reading it out of the textbook, which is boring. Okay, so I know I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, and a lot of things they say are boring. Now, I know that you can make anything interesting if you try. I've taken a lot of classes in college that I did not find interesting at first, but there's always something interesting you can find. I think that just by integrating something like a video or a storybook, a digital storybook, you'll draw their interest in about the technology, and then it will transfer into on the history. Like for me, history was boring in high school, okay? But it's because you're reading out a book, you had to memorize dates. Once I found history interesting was the interconnectedness of history, the people in history, how they became successful or famous. And I think if you use technology as a door for them to walk through into understanding some of these things about history, I think you can be a much more effective teacher. And I think that hopefully I'll become a super teacher eventually. I hope I put enough analyzation and content in this, but this is the end. And just so you know, those are my three boys. Yes, the three-year-old is a handful. And unfortunately, the older two are now teenagers, so I don't see them as much as I would like. But I do understand what a challenge it is to sometimes teach adolescents. So hopefully I can find an interesting way to get kids involved by using technology into the classroom.